Strong economic numbers have historically provided a boost to presidential approval ratings and been a plus to incumbents campaigning for re-election. But that hasn't been the case so far for President Trump here in Wisconsin. Despite public optimism about the state of the economy, Trump's approval ratings in the state have largely been neutral since he took office. That's making Wisconsin, which is already expected to be one of the most competitive states in the 2020 elections, even more unpredictable. Craig Gilbert is the Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel. Craig, welcome back to Central Time.
Nice to be with you.
Well, the conventional wisdom, Craig, seems to be good economy is good for an incumbent president seeking re-election. Does it generally, in the past, has it generally panned out that way?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we don't have that many presidential elections to go with, but yes, I mean, when it's been a long, long time, I mean, maybe a century since incumbent president running for re-election lost despite a good economy, I think there's no question that you'd rather have a good economy than a bad economy if you're an incumbent president.
But things seem to be a little different, as many things are, for incumbent President Donald Trump. What do we see, before we key in on Wisconsin, just big picture, what are we seeing when it comes to President Trump's approval ratings compared to the economy?
Well, we're seeing, you know, relatively good satisfaction in public opinion polling with the economy. We see some positive economic indicators, certainly in terms of growth, in terms of the unemployment rate, in terms of the stock market. So by those kind of conventional measures, you know, the news is pretty positive about the economy. Yet we have a president who's been kind of lingering in negative territory when it comes to his approval ratings very consistently. Since he got elected, I think he's the only president in the history of Gallup polling who has never registered 50% approval. So there seems to be a little bit of a disconnect, certainly in the national polling, and we can talk about Wisconsin, between people's perceptions of the economy and their perceptions of the president's performance.
You dug in closer to Wisconsin numbers. What kind of things did you see with President Trump?
Well, we're lucky enough to have almost 8 years of polling, consistent, regular polling by the same pollster, the Marquette Law School. So when you go back and look at, we can look at the last 5 years of the Obama presidency and the first 2.5 years of the Trump presidency. And what you see is that when Obama was president, when Barack Obama was president, you know, he wasn't ratings of the economy tracked more or less with ratings of the president. They, you know, when he was sometimes overperformed the economy, sometimes he underperformed the economy, but ratings of the two were never that far apart. But under Donald Trump, you know, the perceptions of the economy have gotten a lot rosier, but his approval ratings are lower than President Obama's. So we see this big gap between positive ratings of the economy and negative ratings of the president. We didn't see anything like that under the previous president. He's really, in that sense, kind of underperforming the economy.
You wrote about partisanship and how it affects our polling, and it makes sense. If you're a Republican, you're probably going to rate a Democratic president lower and vice versa. But you're seeing maybe some partisan analysis of the economy. Do I have this right? If someone's, say, a Republican and there's a Republican president, they're more likely to rate the economy more highly and maybe vice versa?
Absolutely. I mean, that the evidence is as stunning as you can imagine in Wisconsin, where basically overnight, when Donald Trump became president, Republican appraisals of the economy just went from being pretty negative to extremely positive, and Democratic appraisals of the economy in Wisconsin went from being fairly positive to fairly negative. And it was just a sea change among partisans. Now, because of that, you sort of have to look at independents, who are the least partisan voters, to get kind of a better feel for this. And indeed, what we see among independents is their assessments of the economy did go up, not as dramatically as Republicans, but did go up when Trump became president, but again, kind of lagging approval ratings for President Trump.
Talking to Craig Gilbert from the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel about the economy and how it factors into presidential polling. President Trump apparently not getting as big a boost from what continues to be a recovering economy. Craig, why? What are some of the ideas out there for why Donald Trump isn't getting this boost?
So there's a lot of potential explanations. So one we've already talked about, which is when people are seeing the president through such a partisan filter, you know, good news on something like the economy is not going to move the numbers as much as it might have in the past, because basically the voters in the other party are always going to be overwhelmingly disapproving of an incumbent president. That's one thing. There's also the question of, you know, you like the economy. Do you credit the president with being responsible for that economy? Do you like his or her economic policies? And then finally, there's whatever your assessments are of the economy. There's kind of your separate assessments of a president on other dimensions. So I think in the case of Donald Trump, we've seen tons of polling data that a lot of voters have qualms about his behavior or his rhetoric or his tone or his style or his personality. And I think it's pretty clear that those things are weighing down whatever positive feelings people have about the economy. They're pushing those numbers in the other direction.
Let's talk about that credit point, because I think some Democrats have tried to make the case, maybe not as much as they might, that, hey, yeah, we're in year 10 of the Obama recovery, trying to say President Trump is just continuing the trend that was already established. Is that this would be hard, I guess, to pull? Is there any kind of indication that people are thinking along those lines?
I think there's some indication that, you know, as you get deeper into a presidential term, people are going to assign more and more responsibility, or they're going to associate the economy more and more with the current incumbent. So in the first year of the Trump presidency, we might have seen more of that. But now it's increasingly kind of his economy. So if you're a Democrat, you may argue, well, he's not really responsible for the economic growth. You may also say, hey, the economy is not doing as well for everybody, as we see from indicators like the unemployment rate or the stock market. So you're going to see Democrats argue, don't credit Donald Trump. You're going to see them argue the economy maybe isn't that great for everybody. And you're going to see them make arguments against his specific economic policies, including trade and tariffs, and argue that those have been disruptive to the economy.
You also talked to some strategists on the Republican side. Do they think that President Trump is doing enough to make the case that the economy is good and he has something to do with that?
Yeah, I mean, we saw this during the midterm elections, too. There's always been a feeling among some Republican strategists and some Republican office holders, some Republicans in Congress, that the president, you know, needs to be more disciplined in his messaging, more focused on the economy. They see the tweets and, you know, all the other stuff, the way he expresses himself and what he talks about on any given day, they see those as distractions and as kind of taking away from the economic message. So there's certainly some Republicans who would like to see more of a laser focus on the economy. I think we'll see that at times, but I don't know whether we'll see it consistently or not.
Of course, Craig, we don't know what the economy is going to do between now and next November. While a good economy may not be helping the incumbent president, would a downturn of some sort between now and Election Day potentially hurt the incumbent president?
Absolutely. And I would not go so far as to say that he's not being helped by the economy. I just don't think he's getting, you know, the boost that you might have thought, the degree of help that you might have thought from the economy. But absolutely, the economy matters for him. And I think, you know, if there's any kind of a slowdown, I think that's really problematic for him. I think if the economy continues to perform the way it's performing, it could be the difference between winning and losing for him. It could carry him over the top. But he's in a place where any kind of bad news about the economy, any downturn in the economy, you know, given his negative approval ratings, could be really troublesome.
In a lot of ways, it seems like Donald Trump hasn't followed the usual laws of political gravity and momentum. He was a surprise winner in the Republican primary the first time around. Do you think the ordinary rules apply when we look at polls and try to understand how a president is doing?
Well, I think we got to be careful and cautious. I don't think he's like completely rewritten the laws of politics. But I do think you have to be cautious. Obviously, you have to be cautious about the polling because of what happened last time. And, you know, we don't even know who the Democratic nominee is at this point. And every election is a choice. So as much as Democrats want to make this a referendum on the incumbent, Donald Trump will be trying to make it a choice between him and a Democratic opponent who he will do his utmost to just sort of define in negative terms. And we don't know whether the Democrats are going to help him do that by in terms of who they nominate or not. So none of this tells us who's going to win the election. And I think all of us you know, kind of look at this with an extra degree of humility because so many people were so wrong about 2016.
Craig, thanks a lot for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Great to be with you anytime.
Craig Gilbert is the Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He talked with us about President Trump's approval ratings in Wisconsin and why they haven't benefited from strong economic numbers.